Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Global ad spending is set to see growth. The .shop domain is soon to become available and the Financial Times moves on to Line. The international advertising industry is set to see more growth. A study from Kurat reveals that global ad spend will surpass $548 billion before the end of this year, leading to a 4.5% year-on-year growth. Kurat says that this is likely due to the multiple major events around the world, such as the Rio Olympics and the UEFA Euro 2016 tournament, bumping up the total spend. The 2016 US presidential election has also meant that US advertising will see a full 5% year-on-year increase on 2015, up from the predicted 4.7% in March. The Asia-Pacific region is also expected to see large increases due to the growing digital markets there, with India even seeing a full 12% increase from 2015 and a predicted 14% in 2017. Will Swain, global president of Kurat, also said that digital continues to significantly outpace the growth of all other media and is now number one in 13 markets, with it showing an increase this year of 15.6% worldwide. As of the 26th of September this year, the .shop domain will be available to everyone. Anyone will be able to purchase the top-level domain, but it's expected to be difficult to acquire as most major brands and retailers have made over 1,200 applications already. The domain is currently owned by GMO Registry after it paid $41 million for it earlier this year, beating offers from internet giants such as Google and Amazon. Reportedly, offers have already been made for Facebook.shop and Walmart.shop. Meanwhile, GMO Registry has launched a pioneer program for companies who believed in the .shop domain, enabling them to become the first to set up new sites, such as a French e-commerce business, WizzyShop, who can now be found at Wizzy.shop. The Financial Times has begun distributing to the Line messaging app, currently posting around 4 or 5 stories a day in English on the platform. The news outlet is focusing on items on Line's predominantly Asian audiences in Japan, Indonesia, Thailand, and Taiwan. In an attempt to grow its audiences internationally, Renny Kaplan from the Financial Times said that when it moved onto WhatsApp, it saw high engagement from audiences in the UK and the US, but also in India and Singapore. Kaplan also said that it was adjusting to what was most popular with its new audience of 119,000 followers online. She added that it will experiment with a diversity of topics, formats, and alerts to understand what the usage is. Pakistan is predicted to have over 40 million smartphone users by the end of the year. As revealed by the Pakistani Telecommunications Authority, the country currently has 31 million users, but an impressive increase in smartphone adoption means that the 40 million mark could be broken by 2017. The reason for this impressive growth lies in the fact that millions in southern Asia are getting internet access for the first time each month. Based on current trends, it's estimated that around 2 million users purchase smartphones online every single month, whilst this is expected to increase when retailers offer exclusive discounts just ahead of Eid. And finally, according to a new study by Go Globe, 64% of internet users worry about government censorship online. Latin America was revealed to be the continent that was most worried about the prospect of censorship, with 78% of those questioned saying they were concerned. This compares with 54% of Europeans thinking the same way. The survey also ranked every country on internet freedom, with China coming off worst, followed by Syria, Iran, and Ethiopia. However, even though only one African country was in the bottom four, governments on the continent continue to clamp down on social media. In the last few months, Uganda, Gabon, Chad, Burundi, and Congo have shut down the internet during turbulent political times, whilst more democratic countries like Kenya and South Africa have also introduced social media control. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.